Welcome to the Destiny Church and Throne podcast. We pray this stirs you into a deeper relationship with Jesus and equips you to live a heaven on earth lifestyle daily. Enjoy.
Turn the slides off. Yeah, I'm blonde. Yeah, these kind of hurt. Hey, everyone. Hi. Hi. This is a little irrelevant, but I did want to open up with testimonies that I've seen in the kids' class. Karen kind of hit on one of them, but it'll tie in at the end. But I just wanted to share a testimony of Kyla about a month ago. She was nervous to pray for a teacher that wasn't her teacher. And I was just like, just do it, just do it, just do it. And, you know, just encouraged her. And she's like, okay, I'm going to do it. I was like, all right, when you come back here, I want to hear about it. And so she did. But then when she came back, she's like, I've prayed for three teachers since then. I was like, wow, let's go. And then she said something that was just so like, it just like encouraged my heart. She's like, I was scared and I just kept doing it and I wasn't scared anymore. So it's like one way to like get over our fear of praying for people is to just keep doing it. So yeah. And then another testimony I wanted to share was one of Mason. He went up to a kid to pray for him at school, and another kid came up and was like, what are y'all doing? And Mason was like, praying Jesus over him. And he's like, can you pray for me too? And so it's like, there ended up being this little group of kids just praying for Jesus. But anyways, that'll tie in at the end. But what I wanted to teach about today is how to have the mind of Christ instead of letting our minds turn to the way we feel all the time. And I wanted to open up with Colossians 3:2. It says, yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the realm, of the natural realm. And the New Living Translation says, think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. And that word think is phrenoio. And it's a very like weighted word when it comes to the definitions of the Greek. And but part of it is it means I direct the mind to seek for. So when it says think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth, you can, if you put in the definition of that word think, it says I direct the mind to think, to seek for the things of heaven, not the things of earth. And this shows us right here that we can direct our thoughts, like that our thoughts and our feelings don't control us. We have the power and authority to control them because it says that we can direct them. And Christ's direction is to think about and to seek for his mind and his thoughts. I see you taking a picture and I don't like it. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. If we are constantly living in worry and stress, we are directing our minds to think about the ways of the world that the world would think about situations instead of allowing our minds to be directed to the way Christ is thinking about the situation. And Christ is saying, like, don't worry, don't stress, like, just look at me. And anyways, and then it says, so instead of, like, always being led by, I need to do this, I need to do this, how am I going to get this done, what am I going to do? Like, it's just, like, rest in him because he says don't worry about it. So it's, like, letting Christ's mindset be our motivation. And the scripture Philippians 2:5 says, and consider the example that Jesus, the anointed one, has set before us. Let his mindset be your motivation. Christ's mind was perfect. Like his mind in there, it was like all good things. It was what he was speaking. He wasn't like having hidden agendas in here of what he was thinking and feeling about this person and what he really wanted to say to that person and react whenever they did this or that to them. His mindset was perfect. So it's like not just our actions are supposed to look like Jesus, like our mind is supposed to look like the mindset of Christ. So Philippians 4:6 and 4:7 says, don't be pulled in different directions or worry about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will guard your heart and your mind through Jesus Christ. His peace will guard our hearts and our minds when we give him our worries. So don't be pulled in directions of worry, and let Christ guard your mind and heart. That word mind is noemia, and it means thoughts, feelings, thoughts, purpose, and feelings. And so it says, let his peace guard our hearts. Let his peace guard our feelings. To truly allow Christ to guard our thoughts and feelings from all the things in this world, we have to live in a place of seeking him daily and trusting him instead of worrying. And we do that by directing our minds straight to him in all situations, not trying to figure it all out ourselves and then pulling Jesus in on the situation, but like directly, like, Jesus, what do I do in this situation? Even like in the simple things, like in the simple things, like, hey, I need to remodel my kitchen because the floor got flooded or something. I don't know. Some random situation that isn't very like angry and upset, but it's also like the little things, like, hey, Jesus, where do you want me to put my stove in this kitchen? Like, hey, Jesus, like, where do you want me to build this wall that I need to come up in this house? Like, even the little things, like letting him steward all those things, because he has a plan and a perfect plan for it. And anyways, so it's just like, hey, Jesus, like, how do you want me to go about my day today? Like, letting him be the mindset in every situation, not just the big ones that we're worried about.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I know you do, Wendy. we do that by directing our minds straight to him in all situations. We are not called to react to the things of the world or even to other people. We are supposed to react with a Christ-like reaction. Sometimes we make it easy for the enemy to influence us with what he's saying in our ears instead of letting the word of Christ be the one to influence us. Because God never has an ill thought about us, but yet we get thoughts of being inadequate and not feeling good enough and just worrying. Like, we get these thoughts, and these thoughts aren't of Christ. So when we are partnering with these thoughts, we're not partnering with Christ in that moment in our minds. Or comparison. And we choose to partner with those instead of Christ's thoughts because we want to cave into how we're feeling. Because our feelings sometimes don't exactly line up with the word of Christ. But we are in control of how we respond and how we walk out of those feelings instead of caving into those feelings. Because we can't always control how something makes us feel sometimes. But we can control how we respond to it. We can choose what to partner with. If we partner with his thoughts, our feelings are going to follow. If we partner with his thoughts and we are intentionally setting our minds, not just our actions, but our minds on his word that contradicts those thoughts, our feelings are going to follow because everything has to submit to Christ. Like, it's heaven. Like, it has to submit. So it's like if we're partnering our thoughts completely with him, our feelings are going to follow. And I believe that's why it says he'll guard our hearts, he'll guard our minds, he'll guard our feelings. But like, we have to give him our thoughts in order for that to happen. We feed our negative thoughts by our actions and by our mindsets. Karen said the other day at the women's thing, and I really liked it, so I'm including it in here. but it was like, our response isn't just an outward thing, it's an inward thing too. It's an inside thing. So to have the mindset of Christ is to also have the response of Christ inside of our minds. Because Christ was perfect in his thoughts too. So it's like, are we going to feed the Holy Spirit inside of us and let that grow stronger? Or are we going to feed the negative feelings and thoughts? Because whatever you feed is what's going to grow. Like, that's, it's just, it is what it is. That's what's going to grow. And part of stewarding our body is stewarding our mindset. So don't let the enemy have your mind, because that's a very big piece to worshiping and adoring the Lord and walking this day-to-day life is our mind. So it's like, don't let the enemy have that, because that's very important to the Lord. I'm just going to throw out some facts and it'll tie together in the end. So I was just looking up some facts on like sadness, depression, worry, and all those kind of things, and like what it does to our body. And Healthline says that depression and stress can cause like physical cardiovascular problems. Depression and stress are closely linked inside the brain, and the stress hormone speeds the heart rate and makes blood vessels tighten, putting your body in a prolonged state of emergency, and over time, this can lead to heart disease. Reoccurrence of cardiovascular problems is linked more closely to depression than other conditions like smoking and diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. Like depression, like, so when we are giving the enemy our minds and like caving into these bad thoughts, we're not just giving him our minds, we're giving him access to wreak havoc on our physical health. And like, our mind is a muscle, but we're supposed to, like, our body is meant to worship the Lord, and that includes our minds and our hearts and our physical selves. Like, they're meant to worship the Lord. So some ways that the Lord's just been kind of showing me to combat, like, these, whenever these bad thoughts and these feelings come up, and it's a little different each time just on like where the Lord's leading me in direction. But one thing I do is like whenever I'm just like, stop, brain, as I just start praying, like if you have your heavenly language, like I just start praying in tongues, because like the Bible says that the tongues is meant to strengthen our spirit. So if I feel weak and I feel like I just can't help this, like I'm gonna pray in tongues, and like I'm gonna let the spirit inside of me do the work and guide my thoughts, and it's never failed. And another one obviously is praise and like singing to the Lord. And I'm gonna share a quick testimony for that part. Like the other day, Mason was sick with a stomach bug, and he gets headaches when he has a stomach bug. And he was like, I was watching him, but he like was like laying down in the shower, and I was just sitting there watching him to, you know, make sure he didn't drown. And he was just like, he had just like thrown up, wasn't feeling good. And he's like singing, like silently, like not silently, but like quietly singing, like I can tell he doesn't feel good. And he just kept singing, and he kept singing until he stood up and he started stomping around the shower, singing about how he's stomping on the enemy. And I was like, where'd you hear that? And he's like, I just heard it in my head. And he just like kept stomping around, and it was encouraging and convicting. But anyways, and like maybe the stomach bug was supposed to be over in that moment, or maybe like the Lord lifted it because of Mason's faithfulness to just sing out to him. And like it was just like Mason was like good from that point on. Like he didn't throw up again, he wasn't nauseated again, like he was ready to play, like he was like good. And I was just like, wow, like instead of Mason being like a woe is me, I hate always getting sick, da 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 da, he was just like, I'm stomping on the enemy, like, and started dancing with it. So like that's like a great way to combat the thoughts of the enemy, is to just put your focus on the Lord. And like, you know, we all kind of like, we think we have a right to be like, woe is me when you're sick in bed and not feeling good and throwing up. Like we feel like we have that right, but like the Lord's like, in every single moment we're supposed to worship the Lord and give him this adoration and love. And like when we do that, like our bodies are going to submit and fall into line with how we're supposed to be, and that's healthy. I thought I had more strategy. Oh, and reading your word. Like, there's some times where, like, if I start to feel like a comparison or inadequacy or feel rejected or something, like an easy thing to do is to just start reading the word. Like just open the book. Like obviously if the Lord leads you somewhere, go there in the book. But to just open the book and start reading and start reading, because like we have the mind of Christ and we have Holy Spirit inside of us. So he's going to show us some things in the word. And like the revelation is exciting. And it's like if we start to feel low on ourselves and in these comparison or inadequacy ways, like open your book and just start reading. Like, and I feel like sometimes we make it so complicated, but it's like, it's so simple sometimes. Like, just do it. And, but yeah. And, yeah. I meant to say this somewhere in there, so I don't think this is going to tie in a pretty bow. I think it's just like a box of goodies or something. So I'm going to share this part too. Maybe like 2 weeks ago or something, I was having like a really bad headache. But that day, throughout the day, like some stuff had happened and I was just like overjoyed. I was like so joyful. And like normally when my headaches would happen, I would just like get like sad and down. Just because my head's hurting so bad. But like the joy that I was feeling was just so extreme in me that like even like through the pain of my headache, like my joy wasn't getting robbed. And it was just like, it was a very convicting moment to be like, okay, like I should have this joy in the Lord all the time. Like he literally died for me, went to the cross for me. I get to know the creator of the world. And it's like, it's a very convicting moment of like, joy. And it's like even through sickness and pain and anything that we can be facing or struggling in family or health or thoughts, like the joy of the Lord, to really like ask the Lord to like, Lord, give me this revelational knowledge to just like be filled with his joy of what he did. Like if you just like sit and think about like what he did, like died on the cross for you, like that can get really joyful in your heart. So that's another way to combat it, is to just like lean into his joy. Because it says like when you give him all these things and focus on him instead of focusing on the worry, he's gonna guard your heart and guard your mind with his peace. And it's like in order to step into that, like we have to give him these worries and focus on him. And so, yeah, I think that's all I have.
That was so good, Jessica. Thank you. That's kind of what we were talking about a little bit Monday, but it was even more in depth. But I liked how you said we can direct our thoughts. Mm-hmm. I really like that. Like we can choose what we partner with and what we can think about. And also resting in him. Like when we're not sure and when our thoughts are drifting off, we just rest in him and let his peace guard our hearts and our mind. And I just love that. Because if we rest in him, then he's going to take over and do what needs to do the work. We don't have to do the work. And if we partner with his thoughts, our feelings will follow. I really like that. What we feed grows, and that's so true. So if we're partnering with the lie, that's going to grow. But if we're partnering with that, that's going to really grow. I really. Yes. That's going to how it's going to grow. So that was really good word, Jessica. And I think it was so on point with everything, too, with what, you know, we've all been talking about in every class is what the enemy's doing, trying to poke and pick our scabs or throw arrows at us. And so that's a way to be on the offense. And so I really like that. So I'm just going to pray that over us. I'm just going to pray that. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the revelation that you gave Pastor Jessica. We thank you for the knowledge in her heart, Lord. We thank you for the anointing, for everything that she has shared here tonight. We just ask that it resonate with you, with everybody that's here, Lord, and everybody that's listening. And we just ask that you protect everybody's minds and just give them peace and rest, and peace and rest in you, Lord. We just thank you. We thank you for your grace and mercy every day. In Jesus' name, amen.